The Book of 2 Timothy, Timotheos Bet, Chapter 1. Shaul, an emissary of Yahshua Messiah by the desire of Elohim, according to the promise of life which is in Messiah Yahshua, to Timotheos, my beloved son, favor, compassion, peace from Elohim the Father and Messiah Yahshua our Master. I thank Elohim, whom I serve with a clear conscience, as my forefathers did, as I unceasingly remember you in my prayers night and day, longing to see you, as I remember your tears, so that I might be filled with joy. For I recollect the sincere belief with which is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunike, and I am persuaded is in you too. For this reason I remind you to stir up the gift of Elohim which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For Elohim has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power, and of love, and of self-control. Do not be ashamed of the witness of our Master, nor of me his prisoner, but suffer hardship with me for the good news according to the power of Elohim, who has saved us and called us with a set-apart calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and favor which was given to us in Messiah Yahshua before times of old, but now revealed by the appearing of our Savior Yahshua Messiah, who indeed abolished death and brought life and incorruptibility to light through the good news, for which I was appointed a proclaimer and an emissary and a teacher of the nations. For this reason I also suffer these matters, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to watch over that which I have entrusted to him until that day. Hold the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in belief and love, which are in Messiah Yahshua. Watch over the good deposit that was entrusted to you by the set-apart Spirit dwelling in us. You know this, that all those in Asia have turned away from me, among whom are Phugelos and Hermogenes. The Master grant compassion unto the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. But when he was in Rome, he eagerly searched for me and found me. The Master grant to him to find compassion from the Master in that day. And you know very well how many ways he attended to me at Ephesus. Chapter 2. You then, my son, be strong in the favor that is in Messiah Yahshua. And what you have heard from me among many witnesses, entrust these to trustworthy men who shall be competent to teach others as well. Suffer hardship with us as a good soldier of Yahshua Messiah. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in the affairs of this life in order to please only him who enlisted him as a soldier. And if anyone competes in a game, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer ought to be first to receive his share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Master shall give you understanding into all of this. Remember that Yahshua Messiah of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my good news, for which I suffer hardship as a criminal unto chains. But the word of Elohim is not chained. So I endure through it all for the sake of the chosen, so that they too obtain a deliverance which is in Messiah Yahshua with everlasting esteem. Trustworthy is the word, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he shall deny us. If we are not trustworthy, he remains trustworthy. It is impossible for him to deny himself. Remind them of this, earnestly witnessing before the Master not to wage verbal battles, which is useless, to the overthrowing of the hearers. Do your utmost to present yourself approved to Elohim, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. But keep away from profane, empty babblings, for they go on to more wickedness. And their word shall eat its way like gangrene. Humaneos and Philetos are of this sort, who have missed the goal concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection has already taken place, and overthrow the belief of some. However, the solid foundation of Elohim stands firm, having this seal, Yahuwah knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of Messiah turn away from unrighteousness. But in a large house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some unto value and some unto no value. If then anyone cleanse himself from these matters, he shall be a vessel unto value, having been set apart, of good use to the master, having been prepared for every good work. And flee from the lusts of youth, but pursue righteousness, belief, love, peace with those calling on the master out of a clean heart. But refuse foolish and stupid questions, knowing that they breed quarrels. And a servant of the master should not quarrel, but be gentle towards all, able to teach, patient when wronged, in meekness instructing those who are in opposition, lest somehow Elohim gives them repentance unto a thorough knowledge of the truth, and they come to their senses out of the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his desire. Chapter 3. But know this, that in the last days hard times shall come, for men shall be lovers of self, lovers of silver, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, thankless, wrongdoers, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, fierce, haters of good, betrayers, reckless, puffed up, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of Elohim, having a form of reverence but denying its power, and turn away from these. For among them are those who creep into households and captivate silly women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. As Yohane and Mamre opposed Moshe, so do these also oppose the truth, men of corrupt minds, found worthless concerning the belief. But they shall not go on further, for their folly shall be obvious to all, as also that of those men became. But you did closely follow my teaching, the way of life, the purpose, the belief, the patience, the love, the endurance, the persecutions, the sufferings which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. What persecutions I bore, yet out of them all the Master delivered me. And indeed all those wishing to live reverently in Messiah Yeshua shall be persecuted. But evil men and impostors shall go on to the worse, leading astray and being led astray. But you, stay in what you have learned and trusted, having known from whom you have learned, and that from a babe you have known the set-apart scriptures, which are able to make you wise for deliverance through belief in Messiah Yeshua. All scripture is breathed out by Elohim, and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for setting straight, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of Elohim might be fitted, equipped for every good work. Chapter 4. In the sight of Elohim and the Master Yeshua Messiah, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his reign, I earnestly charge you, proclaim the word. Be urgent in season, out of season, convict, warn, appeal with all patience in teaching. For there shall be a time when they shall not bear sound teaching, but according to their own desires they shall heap up for themselves teachers tickling the ear. And they shall indeed turn their ears away from the truth, and be turned aside to myths. But you, be sober in all matters, suffer hardships, do the work of an evangelist, accomplish your service completely, for I am already being poured out, and the time of my departure has arrived. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have guarded the belief. For the rest, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Master, the righteous judge, shall give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all those loving his appearing. Do your best to come to me soon, for Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me, and went to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, and Titos to Dalmatia. Lucas alone is with me. Take Marcos and bring him with you, for he is of good use to me for service. And Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. Bring the cloak that I left with Carpos and Treos when you came, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did many evils to me. The master shall repay him according to his works. You too beware of him, for he strongly opposed our words. At my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. let it not be held against them. But the Master stood with me and did strengthen me, so that through me the preaching might be completely accomplished, and that all the nations should hear. And I was rescued out of the lion's mouth, and the Master shall rescue me from every wicked work and save me for his heavenly reign. To him be esteem forever and ever. Amen. Greet Priscilla and Aquilas, and the house of Onesiphorus. Arostos stayed in Corinth, but I left Trophimos sick in Miletos. Do your best to come before winter. Eubulos greets you, and Pudes, and Linos, and Claudia, and all the brothers. The Master Yeshua Messiah be with your spirit. Favor be with you. Amen.